I could have quit.
So that's how you got the day off. I thought it seemed mighty funny.
Yeah.
And just how did you come to make this date with me? Did you think I'd put the bill?
Honey, you paid last time. Do you think I'd let you pay again?
Well, guess not.
Guess again. I mean, let's just do something else. Something inexpensive fun.
Like what?
Well, like sitting around your kitchen here, having some laughs and some eats.
That's fun, huh? Sitting around his kitchen where I work all week long.
Well,
And eating. Bill Brown, you think more of your stomachs than you do of me.
Well, I've known it longer.
Bill, listen. I'm through with you.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I'm going to find a fellow that takes me out once in a while.
Now, honey, don't be hasty. Well, I'm going to take you out real soon.
When?
Well, payday.
But you're not working.
You are.
That does it. Mister, get out of my life and make room for a new man.
Honey, shouldn't I stick around just in case?
Case of what?
Case you don't get one.
Don't worry, I will. And better than you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure. How?
What?
I said how.
Oh, Bill, get out of here. Go on fire, raise it up when you're heavy to throw it in.
Honey, please,
get out of
my come back to my house. I'll go.
How do you like that fella? How can I get a man? How does any gal get a man? Well, Beulah, how do you?
Back with Beulah in a moment, but right now here's Vern Buck and the orchestra with By the River, St. Marie.
That you and Bill had another spat.
Oh, it's worse than that, Miss Ann Alice. We had a pair of spats.
Oh.
For the life of me, I don't know what to do about that man.
Well, I'm sure you care for him, Beulah, because every time he's around, you get that certain light in your eye.
Yeah, I know. But after he's been around for a while, things start tilting and the light goes out. Sometimes I think I might be better off without him.
Well, Beulah, just remember before you take any drastic action that when you're in love, you have to pay the price. I'll be in the front room.
When you love, you have to pay the price. I don't mind paying the price, but even in love, there ought to be a ceiling. At times, I get so mixed up.
Hey, Beulah.
Yes, Mr. Harry.
Aunt Alice tells me that you and Bill are having difficulties.
Yes, sir.
Well, have you ever thought of making him jealous?
Jealous, sir?
Sure, get yourself another boyfriend.
Another boyfriend?
Yeah.
I can't support the one I got now.
Well, Beulah, you don't have to be serious about this other gentleman. Just go out with him a few times. It might make Bill come to his senses. Doesn't that sound like common sense?
It not only sounds like common sense, it sounds like fun.
Well, haven't you a gentleman friend that you could call in this emergency?
Well, let me see. There's a thing the man that does odd jobs like window washing and babysitting. And for my sake, he might branch out into the gigolo field. He runs a little business firm called Leave It to Me, Jack.
Well, there's your answer. Go to it.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Have a seat, dear Beulah. Have a seat.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jack.
Be right with you. Ran into a little difficulty last night with my babysitting job. People got mad because I set the baby on this phonograph.
On the phonograph?
Yeah, it's got an automatic changer.
I guess you do have your problems with them little babies.
Yeah, but I sure do get them to eat their pablum.
How do you do that?
Oh, I take this spoonful of pablum first, then I give them a spoonful, then I take another spoonful.
It really works, huh?
Works. Last month, I gained 12 pounds. Up there, Beulah, did you want to see me about babysitting?
Yes. I guess you could call it that in a way. Of course, this baby I want you to sit with is a little bigger than the babies you used to.
Oh, now, don't you worry about that, because I can handle them. Wait till you see me throw her over my shoulder and burp her.
Want a bet?
What was that?
The baby I want you to sit with is me.
You? Now they're showing up in king size.
I want you to be my temporary boyfriend, Mr. Jack, and make my real boyfriend, Bill Brown, jealous. How about it?
Yeah, I think I can manage it. That is, if your pay is right.
Well, how much is it going to cost me?
Now, let me look up my rate sheet. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Let me see. Now, getting back to business, there are three of us mixed up in a deal like this. Ought to have it listed on the triangles. Let me see here. Only thing I got on the triangles is babysitting.
I'm not going to say.
Well, I got three rates. First rate is $10. Now, for $10, I becomes a very ardent suitor. Plenty of attention.
Well, that's a little high, but the idea ain't bad.
Well, then for $7.50, I give you the M.W. treatment.
M.W.?
Yeah, that's mildly warm. And believe me, it ain't bad at that price. Then for $5, the cheapest price, I let you have the LWAM treatment. But that's not so good.
LWAM treatment?
Like we are married treatment. Don't that one I'm pretty indifferent. We ride in buses and I let you stand up and I sit down. Don't ever help you on or off with your coat. When we go to the movies, I ask the usher for two single seats. All in all, the public picture for a married couple.
Wait a minute. Thought I heard a laugh. No, it must have been next door. I think you better give me that $7.50 treatment. Mildly warm.
Yes, ma'am. That'll be $7.50 in advance.
Let's see now. 5, 6, 7 and a half.
Thank you. Now, the least I can do is bind the contract with a big hug and a kiss.
Hold it a minute, Jack. The only time you're going to kiss me is for Bill's benefit.
Listen, David, any time I kiss you, Bill ain't going to be the one to benefit.
My, this man sure throws everything he's got into his work, don't he? But when is our first date?
Tomorrow night, Landy Pie.
Landy Pie?
Oh, that's all included with the $7.50.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow night, my cut-rate boyfriend.
Yes, that ain't bad. $7.50, the work is nice, and the hours are right. This is what I call babysitting on a large scale. Come in.
How are you, Jack?
Well, Bill, I just been thinking about you, boy.
Yeah, I got me a problem, Jack, and seeing you the handyman in the neighborhood, thought I'd come to you.
Handyman is right, Bill. And the more money involved, the handier I get.
Well, this case involves a gal. Can you handle it?
Good-looking gal?
Oh, very.
I can handle it.
Maybe you know her. Her name is Beulah.
Uh-oh.
Anything wrong?
I just dropped the case.
But all I want you to do is...
I'm sorry.
Pretend to make love to her temporarily.
No, What was that?
I said I'd pay you to pretend to make love to her.
The case has just been reopened. Proceed.
Well, I thought I might put her to the test and see how I stand with her. I had an idea that if you make a play for her, just pretending, of course, I could find out if she would cast me aside for somebody else. In other words, you would be the middleman.
Yeah, we in the middle and loving every minute of it.
Now, how much would you charge me to go through with this?
Oh, I think $7.50 would be a fair price.
Oh, that's a little steep for me.
Lord, that's just average fee.
Okay, I guess I'll have to give you my rent money. Here you are. Just sent you the deal.
Thank you, Lammy Pie.
Lammy Pie?
Sorry, wrong deal. Oh, I love these carrying on.
And now here's our lovely red-headed singing star, Penny Piper, to sing Shibaba, Shibaba.
Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, in Jalawa, Kukala Goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, in Jalawa, Kukala Goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. All the stars are in the sky, ready to say goodnight. Can't you see your darling sleepy too? Close your drowsy little eyes, Mama will hold you tight while she sings a lullaby to you. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, and Jalawa, Kukala Goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. We're ready to say goodnight. Can't you see your darling sleepy? Mama will hold you tight while she sings a mellow lullaby. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep, my bambino, won't you go to sleep?
Well, it shouldn't be long before that commercial boyfriend of mine shows up. Let's take inventory here in the mirror, Beulah. See how you look. Mighty sharp, that gal. That hairdo is really doing it. That must be my rental Romeo now. Come in.
Good evening, Lammy Pie.
Hello, Jack.
Now, you look beautiful this evening. A vision of loveliness.
This is the best $7.50 I ever invested. I pray, do go on.
Just stand where you is, my love. I want to remember this moment always.
This sounds good even when you know you're paying for it.
How about the two of us dining in a small cafe with candlelights and wine?
You think we should?
Sure, if you think you can afford it.
Well, that part of the date ain't no different than when I go out with Bill. Well, I tell you, Mr. Jack, I told Bill I'd meet him in the park. But, of course, he don't know you're going to be with me, so he's going to be in for the surprise of his life.
Oui, mademoiselle.
Well, what kind of talk is that?
The $7.50 calls for the Charles Boyer treatment.
I see. Well, I'm curling your lower lip and let's get going.
Make a play for her. Well, I just wound up this way and... Uh-oh, Daddy's sitting on the bench. I'll just stroll on by and pretend I don't notice him.
Bill, I'm over here.
Oh, hi, Beulah. How you been?
Bill, don't you notice anything?
Oh, yeah. You got a new hat.
No, Bill. Look at this gentleman sitting next to me. He's got his arm around me.
So he has. Do you know him?
Know him? Of course I know him. I met him yesterday.
You met him yesterday?
That's right.
Slow worker, ain't he?
Bill, can't you see? He's got his arm around me.
Well, what's the matter with his other arm? Is it lame?
Oh, Bill.
My, you beautiful night, Randy Pye.
Oh, thank you, Jack. You're not so bad yourself.
I was talking to this other Randy Pye. Oh. Come here, Gorgeous. Let me hold you close, honey.
Bill, look what the man's doing now.
Yeah, got nice technique, ain't he?
Bill, ain't you going to do anything?
Sure, going to take notes.
Beulah, darling, will you marry me?
Did you hear that, Bill?
Yeah, it's quite a conversationalist, ain't he?
Bill, he just asked me to marry him.
Well, just don't sit there. Answer the man.
Bill, how can you talk that way?
Allow me to kiss you, madam.
Now hold on that, Jack. Don't overdo it.
Oh, just one little kiss.
Nice going, Jack. Let her have it.
Bill, the man's going to kiss me. Don't that make you jealous?
Not at all, baby. He don't appeal to me.
Tuck her up, Beulah.
Jack, don't you dare.
I can't help myself. You're so enchanting. So lovely. Here goes. Oh.
That a boy. That a boy, Jack. Oh, you sure can. That's enough, Jack. Hold it. Break it up, Jack. Wait a minute. Cut. That's good, Jack. Now you can stop. Jack, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute!
Oh, gee, Bill. I'm so happy now that we're back together again.
Same here, baby. And the thing that you paid Jack $75 to make love to you, and I paid him another $75 to help it along.
You paid him how much? I didn't give him but $750. How much did you give that man?
Oh, that's right. $750. That's right.
Well, anyway, it worked out that we both passed the test.
Yeah, but for a minute there, I thought you was going to flunk that last examination.
Speaking of that test, Bill, would you like to try passing your final exam?
I sure would, baby. There you are.
Bill, that kiss was just a peck on the cheek. Didn't you see how Jack did it?
Yeah, but don't forget, honey, he was getting paid for it.
Oh, you!
Honey, I was just kidding. Come over here, baby.
Oh, yes, Bill.
Now, tilt your head back.
Like this?
Uh-huh. Now, close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, say, dude prune.
Dude, prune. Bill, what's the matter? You didn't do anything.
I know, baby. I just remembered I don't like dude prune.
Oh, doggone. Come in. Oh, it's you, Jack.
Hi, Lammy Pie. Look at the bunch of flowers I bought you.
Jack, get out of with those flowers. Our deal is over.
Yeah, Jack. We had our fun pretending.
But I come back to tell you something, Beulah.
What was that?
I wasn't pretending. Come here, Lammy Pie.
Bill, did you hear that? He wasn't pretending.
Yeah, and right now, neither am I. Get out of here, you big bum, before I knock you so flat you need open-toed shoes. Where are you going?
Hold on here, Bill. I'll do the ordering out of around here.
Well, ain't you going to start ordering?
I don't think so.
Now.
Baby, what is this? Ain't I your best boyfriend?
Hmm.
See, big boy, she wants me. I'll bring her flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll bring her candy.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll bring her flowers and candy.
Mm.
Beulah, baby, you going to welcome this interloper?
Well.
Honey, what is the score?
I don't know what the score is, Bill, but mine is an interesting game. Play on, boys.
You have been listening to the Beulah Show, presented this time each week over most of these ABC stations by the American Broadcasting Company. Listen in again next week for another half hour of Beulah. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.